Sunday afternoon, the Mavs are in Sacramento for game one of the first round of the NBA playoffs. And this is the place to talk about it. The Ticket's Dallas Mavericks playoff postgame show. Brought to you by Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
5:13 on Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket, the hard line in Fort Worth, Flying Saucer. Right here, Main Street Arts Festival.
Yes,
great time.
That's where we are.
Having fun.
Pay attention, buddy.
We are rolling out the brand new. Yes, we are back. Rolling out the brand new Guys Guide, the Coors Light Guys Guide Swimsuit Edition.
Right. That's what we're doing out here today. Hopefully, many of you will make your way out here and pick one up. By all means, do that if you possibly can.
If you don't have one, you're missing out. That's all I've got to say.
Do we need a lot of time in this segment? Because if we don't, I have a very quick anecdote here. Okay.
Wow. Danny.
All right, so we're at the Dallas Observer Music Awards the other night. We're up, they ask us to come out there and present a few of those awards every year, and we're always very happy to do so because it's fun, and, you know, we kind of get a look at a scene that we don't normally get a very close look at and all that.
Plus, we're all big fans of Bob Wolanski,
right?
A buddy of ours.
Right, we do it for him. Every time we want him to come on here with us, he will, and we're just kind of returning the favor and, you know, very interested in keeping the Dallas Observer and their personal ads in business if we can, and helping promote that. So we're up there the other night, and there were, as usual, they kind of screw us around a little bit by giving us all these off-the-wall categories to present, like electronica and Latino and all this other stuff.
So that's Bob Wolanski's gag.
Right.
That's his little fun that he has with that.
Right. I think that's his way of getting back at us for all the NPR fun we make of him.
For the hot chick references.
Right. So we're up there the other night, and we present the Rap Award.
Best Hip Hop.
Yes, Best Hip Hop, which went to a thing called Dot Matrix.
Right.
And why don't you pick up the story from here, Cobra, and tell us what happened and what ensued that we didn't know about until now.
Well, they all come up to accept their awards. I think there were four white guys, maybe three white guys, a black guy, and a Mexican dude in the band. And one of the white guys got up there first and started cussing at everyone, going, yo, F you, and F you, and started talking real street, you know. And
yeah, he's obviously the ramrod of the thing.
Yeah, hooding out totally. And it's this white kid just acting so black. And another white guy gets up there, pulls the same act, whatever. Black guy gets up there, he says his thanks or whatever. And then, so they're done, they get off the stage, and I walk up there, and I go, wow, that was interesting. At least you have one black guy who actually deserves to talk black. There's my joke. Okay.
It was very funny at the time.
Ripping on the white guys,
right,
for acting black. I mean, it was a pretty easy joke, but whatever. It's funny. So I thought, no big deal, whatever. So then someone sends me this thread on this message board. Now, Skin of Ben and Skin.
Skin.
Is on the line because he's involved in this.
Hello, boys.
Hello, Skin.
How's it going, sweet queen hardline?
Fine, how are you doing?
I'm doing so good.
Good.
Now, Skin, what is this? What site is this? What chat room is this?
This is DallasHipHop.com.
Okay.
And if you're a cat like myself that likes Dallas Hip Hop, this might be the type of place you would go and spend your cyber time.
Okay.
Now, we should point out here that Skin was a nominee himself the other night in this category, weren't you?
The group I'm involved in was nominated. I wasn't just nominated as Skin, but Hydroponic Sound System was nominated. That is a group that I'm...
Well, let's face it. You are hydroponic.
Right.
Am I really, though?
Yes, you are.
Good point.
Let's roll with it.
All right, so...
And by the way, Skin, I was pulling for you.
Thank you, Grego.
Matter of fact, I almost cheated and just gave it to you anyway.
I'd like you to do that next time.
I will.
Yesterday morning, Dot Matrix posted this. We won the 2004 Dallas Observer Music Award for Best Rap Hip Hop Artist. Thank you for your support. Then this is from Da Final Word. Congrats, guys. I knew y'all would get it. What bothers me the most is that after you got the award, one of the announcers said some S like, even one of the members sounds black. I can't remember it all. Somebody who was there heard it, though. So right there, misinformation. Even one of the members sounds black. That's what I supposedly said.
Corby, let me interrupt here. You know what's weird is that voice that you just read that post in?
Yeah.
That's exactly how the final word talks, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was ironic.
Super white?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not really.
Oh. Let's see. Yeah, I heard that. I would like to catch that F in the parking lot, F being F-A blank blank O-T. It had to be somebody acting smart. They probably should be called on it, but let's be honest. Just move it to the top of the list, things messed up with that event, this scene, and this city in general. Still, I'd be interested to see who said it. Then another guy posts in. It was Corby Davidson from The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket that said it. They're on from 3 to 7 Monday through Friday. 214-787-1310.
Give us a call.
This is from another guy. So it was Corby. That doesn't surprise me at all. I almost figured as much. It's that kind of ignorance and abrasiveness that makes that station such a quagmire of entertainment. Not unlike this place at times, actually. I wish someone would kick his ass, though. Now Skin chimes in.
Oh, dear.
I guess at this point, Skin joined the conversation.
Skin.
In all fairness to my sweet, clean, hardline brethren, they F with whoever it is, regardless of what the category is. Like 2 years ago when the lead singer of AC/DC cover band wanted to fight them. They are asked to hand out those awards because the Observer views them as local celebrities. They have no responsibility to know anything or to care about the local music scene, be it rock, rap, or whatever they are, to do their type of humor because that's what the Observer asked them to hand out the award in the first place. And then the next guy chimes in, but Corby is a racist, and that makes the whole hardline racist.
Wow.
But still, this is America. Talk about black people in public and catch an ass-whooping regardless. Next time you see him, jump him. Then they go down and talk about something else, and then they rejoin the conversation. It happens all the time. Turn on any talk show on the radio, be it sports, comedy, news, whatever, and they're bagging on black guys. Then the next guy chimes in, my sister does Corby's wife's hair. I'll slip her a 20 and have her accidentally slip at her next appointment. Then Skin chimes in again.
Are you going to double that 20?
Yeah. Skin chimes in again saying, basically, you guys are overreacting here. Chill out. And he signs off, hi, I'm Skin, a shill for the hardline. Then a guy says, for better or worse, that dude's a shock jock. Nice gig if you can get it, I guess. Blood, we must have his blood. I want Snake's head on a pike now. Then a guy named Beowulf chimes in. I get told that I sound too white all the time. Or the other one, you guys don't sound black at all. Who cares? I sound like me. Corby was joking. He's paid to be a yuck monkey. I wouldn't take anything that comes out of his mouth too seriously, or from mine, for that matter. Then, have you watched any award shows as of late? The hosts are far more entertaining when they say stupid S like that, or take little shots at the winners. Skin is correct. That's why they had them do that.
Hey, now, Corby, there's some greatness. Who posted that?
That was Ben.
There you go.
Oh, okay, I didn't read the name. That was Benny Sana. Ben from Ben and Skin.
Ben.
Then X chimes in. I think X is a member of the band.
X is BMX. He's the DJ for Dot Major.
Okay. He says, I could give two S's what Corby or anyone says in public. Doesn't even faze me anymore. In a lot of ways, he's like a lot of people on this site. It's all funny and cute and S when you're in front of a lot of people on stage or online and everyone can laugh, comment, and heckle. But until you have enough pubic hair to step to me one-on-one in private and handle up like a man and be prepared for the outcome, you do not deserve the decency, respect, or the common human courtesy of a response from me. I would rather talk to your pets. Ben chimes in, don't be upset by the clown's red nose. Then someone posts a picture of me saying, here is the young Hitler himself.
God.
If you see this guy, kick his ass. And it's a picture of me, Photoshop, sitting on a toilet using the restroom.
I've seen that before.
Saying he doesn't look 100% white, though. His self-loathing must be immense.
Now, Grego had a camera that day. That's not Photoshop.
Yeah. Good point.
Then a couple people call for my firing, calling me a racist. saying that this is a grounds for a firing. Someone says, I don't think he's a racist. He got his start on the ticket with Chris Arnold. Then someone says, that's a whole nother thread, Chris Arnold. And then finally, Beowulf says, I heard Corby talking about this on the Hardline last night. He knows nothing about DFW hip-hop or hip-hop in general, really. He was going for the obvious joke and thought it was funny when Dot Matrix came to the stage and it was a bunch of white dudes talking slang and one black guy. So he said, at least one of those members deserves to talk black, talking about the black guy. He wasn't being racist. He was making fun of white people who try to be black. So what do y'all think now? Is it still racist or what? And then there was no other responses after that. And so now, I think, is that the guy that's actually in Dot Matrix, Brian? All right, we have a member of Dot Matrix on the line now. Brian. Brian, are you there? Hello?
Hello, Brian.
He's very soft-spoken.
Yeah. Well, anyway, long story short, just because something that was completely taken out of context and misquoted, I'm this pariah on DFWhiphop.com or whatever, because of something that I was making fun of white guys, and then people took that out of context saying that I was a racist and making fun of black guys.
Okay, can I say a few things here for a second, Corby?
Yeah.
One of the things is a lot of the posts that were on that, you guys have to realize that site has a ton of P1s on it. And one of the reasons is because people who like good hip-hop music can't hear it anywhere in the Metroplex, so all of them just about have turned to talk radio. Even BMX is a P1. Almost everyone on that site, there were dudes, the dude that posted the picture of you likes the Hardline and listens to it. He's just throwing fuel on the fire just for the sake of throwing fuel on the fire.
Okay.
So a lot of that stuff that you're reading about Let's Jump In, those are, they're just joking.
Okay.
I mean, trust me, half the people that posted on that thread are P1. And that's from the simple fact you just can't hear the music you want to hear on the radio here, so everybody turns to talk radio. So this happens all the time when you have someone who is white making a joke, whether it's offensive or not, that has to do with race, because race is still a touchy subject here, and a lot of the people on that side are politically minded, but you have a situation where there's people discussing things they didn't even see. And that's kind of why I posted the stuff I posted. I was like, well, you know, let BMX respond to this thread. He's the one that was involved in it. You guys are taking it out of context.
Completely. I just hate being branded a racist after saying something that was completely not racist. It was making fun of my own race.
Right, and you're a guy that never makes racial jokes there on the ticket. I mean, this is unfair.
Exactly. Thank you, Skin. I appreciate the support.
Right.
Well, we had one of the guys from Dot Matrix actually call in, but he's not willing to come on, I don't think, anymore, so.
Well, I think he's openly challenging your amount of pubic hair here.
Maybe so.
Shall we have a count?
A count of what?
Your pubic hair.
No, let's not do that, Mike. Let's not do that.
A thread count?
Just to let you know that the Observer Music Awards, once again, was not without controversy. So the dude's on the line now? You there, dude?
Yeah.
Hey.
What's your name?
Well, my name's Brian. I'm from Dot Matrix.
Okay. All right.
Oh, dear.
Hey there. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right here, Corby.
Are you upset with some of the things that I said at the Observer Awards?
Well, yeah, actually I am. I think that a lot of it was being racist. A lot of things you say are racist. Another thing. A lot of things you say are racist.
Right.
And you think just because you're on Chris Arnold's show that you can't be called a racist.
Well, in some respects, no, I don't think that, sir. I just don't consider myself a racist, period.
Well, let me tell you this. Chris Arnold was about 1/32nd black.
Really?
That don't count in my community.
Oh, okay. What community is that?
Well, you know the community I'm talking about, of course. Ryder knows the community I'm talking about. Ryder's the only one from the community.
That's right. The hood.
That's right. Ryder's from the hood. Corby, you can do a lot to learn from Mike Ryder.
Well, what's so funny, Dr. Hibbert?
What?
All right.
Almost says what?
I mean, I question whether this is a member of Dot Matrix.
Well, yeah, I do too.
Yeah, look at my next.
Yeah, go ahead and bust a rap off.
Well, I don't want to do that. I'm saving that for my next project. My next band is called East Jet, and then of course Laser Jet after that.
Oh, there he went.
I can guarantee you that started another thread.
GordonKeith.com.
Well, they will have fun with that.
Com.
Well, Skin, thank you for taking up for a member of the Hardline crew.
Yeah, thanks, Skin.
Yeah,
appreciate
love
it, buddy.
Some Hardline boys.
All right, very good, Skin. Thanks for popping on here.
Stay hard.
And we'll see what kind of, I guess, further ramifications there might be with this. Is it pretty much over now, you think, or will there be more?
Oh, I'm assuming that's it. I hope. I mean, I think it's a lot like the Back in Black thing. Maybe we can have Dot Matrix up here to perform. Maybe we can spiff the best hip-hop rap group in Dallas.
Why do we need to spiff them? Because you didn't say anything bad.
Well,
you got
true.
Nothing to apologize for, and everything was taken totally out of context.
True.
Let's have Dot Matrix and Back in Black fight at Fight Night.
Okay.
Maybe we could do that.
Maybe I can fight that white guy that I made fun of at Fight Night.
Maybe you can.
Interesting.
That's good to me.
Yeah.
Corby, with that southpaw stance of his, be tough to defense.
Well, coming up next, and I'm assuming that you boys have had enough of this.
Yes.
Coming up next, we have the Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola here on the table.
And legitimate cowboy news.
All right. That's next.